Hey neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, August 23rd. Kodak Black is a free man, but if you're hoping to see him in concert anytime soon, I've got some bad news for you. Word is promoters are offering him major money, like major money. One DC promoter offered him $100,000, while another one offered him $125,000 to perform at a Labor Day party in Florida. And that's just two offers. But Kodak is turning them all down, saying that he is focusing on recording new music. Now, after spending 7 months behind bars, and the majority of that in solitary, I'm pretty sure that he has a lot to get off his chest. But Larry, it's up to $400,000. That's the calculations that I've done, that he has left out there on the table. Like, no, I'm not accepting any of that money. $400,000? What? That's crazy. All right. Rapper, actor, reggae artist, gospel artist, TV host, and now author. That's right, Snoop Dogg just dropped a new cookbook. It's called From Crook to Cook. The book is going to feature 50 of his favorite recipes, like baked macaroni and cheese, chicken and waffles, baby back ribs, and his go-to munchies for those special moments. You're even going to get Snoop's recipe for his infamous gin and juice. All right. Have you all heard about that cafeteria worker that tossed a student's lunch in the trash because she was 15 cents short and couldn't pay? Well, T.I. heard about the story and stepped in. He hopped on social media to say, "This is the kind of mess that deters kids from coming to school. I like to take care of her school lunch for the year. I hate to hear that this type of thing is happening to our children." He also goes on to say some other things that I can't say on the radio. Way to go, T.I. Phaedra Parks is done with The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but it looks like she is not done with reality TV. The former housewife is joining her good friend Tracy Braxton on the Braxton Family Values this season. In addition to that, she's also filming a separate show for WeTV. She isn't revealing too much about that project, but we're hearing that former bad girl Natalie Nunn and comedian Lunel, they are both involved in this project. So we'll see. Happy birthday to Little Yachty, Kobe Bryant, Seth Curry, and Bone Crusher. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.